At the end of this week's Torah reading of Ha'azinu, Moses receives his last command from God. Ale el har ha'avarim hazeh har nevo umut, ki mineged tireh et ha'aretz v'shama lo tavo. Climb this Mount Avarim, Mount Nevo, etc., and die there, etc., for from afar you will see the land, but you will not enter there to the land. Remember chapter 3 in Deuteronomy? Moses was va'etchanan, was begging God to let him into the land. But God told him then and sealed the decree now. You will not merit to enter the land. Now we're talking, folks, here about Moses, the undisputed greatest prophet and Torah scholar of all times. So what does that leave for us? What are our chances of entering the land if Moses didn't have the merit to do so? We'll answer with a story. The 3rd century Talmudic sage Rabbi Zeira had a fierce desire to come to the land of Israel, and he indeed left the land of Babylon. When he reached the Jordan River, there was no boat to cross the Jordan with, but he noticed a rope tied from one bank to the other. So he positioned himself on an unsteady log and pulled himself across the river. On the other side, an observer rebuked him, saying he's insane. To which Rabbi Zeira replied, "The place where Moses and Aaron didn't merit to enter, who says that I'll merit?" The Talmud tells the story of Rabbi Zeira because his attitude regarding coming to Israel is one that we are all to adopt. It's a privilege to come to Israel. It's not guaranteed anywhere, and it's not necessarily easy. Even if there's some risk or danger on the way, even if there's some unresolved issues, we are to jump at the opportunity to live in Israel the moment it presents itself, just like Rabbi Zeira. I think I represent all the Jews in Israel when I turn to you, our dear brothers overseas, and urge you to start planning your Aliyah today. Because today, it's tangible. It can be done with relative ease. Tomorrow, it might get harder. From here in Beit El, we've provided over the years some great articles and videos through Israel National Torah. Now, amidst the high holidays and the holiday of Sukkot, we are turning to you, our readers and our viewers, to ask for your financial support for our institutions by donating at idfprepacademy.org. At the Israel Defense Forces Preparatory Academy in Beit El, we take youth from disadvantaged homes and prep them for the Army with mental, spiritual, and physical training. We imbue them with a sense of mission and catapult them into combat and even elite units. The Army loves our program. They say it's unique, and they provide matching funds for each student we take on. We need your help to cover the other costs. You can adopt a student for a year or even get involved in the construction of our new campus. Unlike many of their parents, our students break out of the cycle of welfare and become contributing members of the IDF and later Israeli society. So you should all have a Shana Tova Umituka, a happy and sweet new year. And those of you who can contribute, any sum is welcome. In the merit of your contribution, we bless you on behalf of the land of Israel and from the land of Israel, that all your prayers be answered l'tova, for the good.